It's good news for American workers and their families. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's President Biden's reaction to a much better than expected hiring report.
254,000 jobs.
Fox Business Network's Lydia Hu.
This report is really bucking the trend of what we've seen out of the Labor Department in terms of the labor market for this year. We've seen a cooling labor market, which is what policymakers have tried to engineer.
The unemployment rate for September dropped unexpectedly down to 4.1%. A week after Hurricane Helene first hit. It's now 224 confirmed deaths. Hundreds more people remain unaccounted for, many in flooding that devastated North Carolina.
I know that the National Guard, they're still doing search and rescue. They've done about 146 missions so far. Over 500 have been brought to safety.
Fox Weather's Jay Menar in Watauga County.
Many here growing frustrated with the slow response from state and federal officials. Resources haven't been trickling in at the magnitude in which they need to be. It has truly been an operation of neighbors helping neighbors. Some telling me it's the only way that they have survived.
Vice President Harris will go to North Carolina tomorrow as the Biden administration pledges full federal assistance. Former President Trump will be in North Carolina today and Georgia. He's been critical of the storm response. Tomorrow, the former president returns to a crime scene holding a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, where he survived an assassination attempt July 13th.
It will be his first time returning to the scene, and security plans are much different than they were on July 13th during that first assassination attempt. This time, the rally site will be locked down ahead of the event, and there will be a single command post for all law enforcement agencies working the rally.
Fox's Brooke Singman, the former president, will also honor the Trump supporter who was killed in the shooting. Two more Israeli soldiers have been killed, battling Hezbollah, as Israel keeps up air and ground attacks targeting the Iran-backed militants in Lebanon. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, the big wireless companies want you to overpay for data that you don't need, but you don't have to settle for that with Pure Talk. Well, you get to choose how much data that you actually want. And for $25 a month, you'll get unlimited talk, unlimited text. You're going to get mobile hotspot, 5 gigs of data. Go with Pure Talk, and you get to choose how much data you actually want. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. And if you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month from Pure Talk. Terry Padgett, the second enlisted in the U.S. Navy and deployed multiple times to Iraq and Afghanistan until Jerry was catastrophically injured in an improvised explosive device blast. Now, Jerry received a new smart home thanks to our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, the home is in the foundation's Let Us Do Good Village. It's in Florida, and Jerry now lives more independently thanks to the specially adaptive technologies. Commit to $11 a month, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.
Good morning and happy Friday, everybody, from the News 11 Information Desk. I'm Scott Gross. Yuma police are asking for your help finding the owner of a vehicle possibly tied to the homicide of a young man from Yuma. Yuma police share the image on social media. You can also find it on our website at kyma.com. It's believed to be tied to the shooting death of 18-year-old Fernando Isla. If you have any information, call Yuma police at 78-CRIME to remain anonymous. A total of 13 people were arrested by Border Patrol agents out of the Yuma sector. The incident took place Wednesday afternoon by the intersection of 32nd Street and Avenue 3E. That's near the Yuma County Fairgrounds. It's still not known if the group was being smuggled into the country. Border Patrol says this is still under investigation. And a quick reminder, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, Tacos and Tunes is going on Saturday in downtown Yuma. I'm Scott Gross.
Continued excessive heat warning in the forecast through the weekend. Sunny and 107 Friday, 76 for Friday night, 108 and sunny on Saturday and Sunday, mid-70s nighttime lows. Monday, sunny and 108.
Broadcasting Americanism from the York Heating and Air Conditioning and ACYuma.com studios. 560 KBLU.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggerberg, branch manager with Guild Mortgage in studio. Russ Clark, good morning.
Good morning.
Like a little Tom Petty action to start the day. Yeah, won't back down.
Is that all right?
Hey, yeah. That's all right. Uh-huh. And in studio, El Prez Frank.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, thanks for having me, Derek.
You're welcome. So you guys watch the news, right?
Oh, yeah.
You see the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, what they just said for the jobs numbers for September?
I heard about it. It was over 200, right?
But, yeah. So they said 254,000 jobs added in the month of September with an estimate of 140. Now, I know we all have short-term memory, but didn't less than 4 weeks ago they just revised the April-May numbers down 818,000 jobs?
Yes.
So,
but nobody remembers that as much as they remember the big
The same
hit.
People who can't count more than 750,000 jobs 6 months ago just said we almost doubled the estimates.
So now, do you think that's suspect?
You know, I think we think data is so black and white that, you know, whether it's suspect in a, like, evil dastardly way, or if it's just, I can't figure out what the number is, so I'm going to pluck one from air. I have a real hard time thinking that we added 250,000 jobs when you just heard 2 weeks ago the Fed chairman talk about, well, inflation may be too low and we may have to go back the other way.
Right.
So if inflation's too low and you're telling people you might actually, which they didn't say, they'd have to raise rates, but that's what you said.
Which is hilarious. Yeah.
You know, how is we're doing so good that the economy is roaring along, but we can't collect enough taxes to pay our tax debt because the economy is not roaring along. We miscount 750,000 plus jobs six months ago, but now we've doubled the amount of estimates.
And I don't believe the inflation is low. I mean, I go to the grocery store. I'm in touch with reality. And we know that they've taken the things off the list that are inflation.
You just said
volatile.
Grocery store. None of the food is in the inflation calculation.
I know, because they've taken it off. So they say the inflation's too low.
Right.
Well, of course, the numbers we report are too low. I mean, they're too low for reality even. But
so it's, you know, watching this yo-yo go back and forth, you know, if you look at what's happened the last week and a half, 2 weeks, if you are a average consumer and you see something like what's going on in Israel and Iran, what does that tell you could be happening external from the United States? Global war machine spooling up and more things that need to be
everywhere.
Created.
It's more than that, yeah.
And weirdly enough, stock market is now back to all-time highs and continue. We're up another 250 points today, okay?
Yes.
Because it's external to the United States and the stock market is up. Which way do you think mortgage, bonds, price of bonds, which is not the interest rate, which way do you think bonds are going today? If the stock market's going up,
they're
going to
go down.
Bonds have to go down, which means rates to consumers the last week and a half have continued to go up. We've got wars overseas. We've got suspect job numbers. And we have an election in approximately 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Man, is this yo-yo going to be going up and down and up and down and up and down. I question the numbers, and I don't like to be cynical.
But you've been lied to enough.
Same people that just miscounted 818,000 jobs said we basically doubled expectations. Where? You know, if I look around, Frank, you're a business owner. Do you have a hard time hiring good quality people, and do you have openings now?
Yes and yes.
Okay, so there's positions out there, but do you see a plethora of applications coming in for those jobs?
No.
So where are these 250,000 new jobs being hired into? Is it your business, Arbor Tech? Is it a tech company? Is it a frontline restaurant?
I haven't been reading anything from across the nation that is just booming. I haven't.
I haven't either. That's why when I saw that come across the wire this morning, and you think, they overquoted 818,000 jobs and had to revise it downwards, and now they're going to say we're 250,000 new jobs. Where? And you know,
it's an election year, and some people are padding.
Oh, see, now you're cynical. Now you're going down that cynical road.
I can't help
it.
I'm that way.
But again, point is the market going up or down a little bit the reason to buy or not buy, refinance or not refinance?
It's
no. Don't listen to the emotionalness of whether it's me or the job numbers or the news media. Look, it's an individual budget thing. And that's literally the question I get all the time. Should I buy now or should I wait till rates come down? Well, geez, I didn't know you were in the business. I didn't know you could predict when rates are coming down. Should I buy now or should I wait till home prices come down? Geez, with the way people are transitory moving to other states, I don't know that you as a consumer can predict home prices are coming down because there's nothing that I see that says they're coming down. I see they're going to keep going up. The projection in Arizona is another 5% for the next 4 years. Yeah. So it's amazing how many people have misinformation, and you can relate that to any business. So, Frank, if I went to your business, how many people think they should be, because it's already October, scalping their yards, trimming their rose bushes, pruning their trees back, and you would go, wait a minute, we're going to be in the 110s. You do that, you're going to kill everything.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we've delayed that for 2 weeks. And we made the right call, and it is what it is. So you're right, there's other factors.
But how many people call you and say, hey, I need you to come over and do this? And then they're grumpy with you for saying, no, we're going to wait.
It could be a challenge sometimes, Derek, for sure.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call Russ Clark out on that. He wanted his trees trimmed and stuff.
Right.
But, you know, lots of interesting things. So I would say, look, as a consumer piece of advice, if you have questions, call us and let's sit down, have a cup of coffee, and let's really talk through the tacticalness, not the emotionalness, the same as you two gentlemen do for your business. And Frank, I'm going to call you El Prez right now because obviously called you in to talk about Caballero stuff. And Russ, you can chime in with all this. We've got some events coming up in the next 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. And I mean, here we come up with the busy season. So what is coming up in the next 4 weeks?
So a couple things. First off, you're absolutely correct. We have a big number of events coming up here, actually between now and March. Some pretty big events, but the ones near at hand right now, we have the Colorado Crossing Balloon Festival. I think that's one of the most exciting opportunities for the Yuma community to come out and have a fun family affair. 3 days of balloons, both in the Yuma West Wetlands, over at the Civic Center. We have three different launch dates. Friday, the 15th of November, we have the media launch date, and then the big launch date where we have the most number of balloons launching would be on Saturday the 16th in the Yuma Wetlands area. And then Saturday evening, we have the Glow, which everybody enjoys. It's a family, fun-packed event. And then we have one more weather, and this is all weather permitting, Derek, as you well know. We have another
say
launch.
It isn't so.
Yeah, so hopefully it's going to be a lot of fun.
So November 15th, 16th, 17th, we've got the media launch Friday morning, the Saturday morning launch from the West Wetlands, the Saturday evening glow at the Desert Sun Stadium, and then the Sunday morning launch again back out at the West Wetlands.
Weather permitting, yes.
So, again, weather, there is a chance that, you know, again, if it's too windy, it's a hot air balloon. It's not a plane with a prop. It's not a helicopter. So it is all wind-driven, but the pilots love to fly.
Yeah, this is a great place to fly. I mean, especially during that time of the year, you have all these green leaf vegetables growing everywhere. The sky is blue. It's clear.
That you don't really want any of the pilots
and
landing
we don't,
on.
Yeah, we hope they don't land on those. But, yeah, no. And you know, one of the things, again, I keep saying family, but one of the items that really attracts people to this event is the fact that we have the tether balloon rides. That's always a great event, both Saturday at the event in the morning and then also at the glow, too.
So the launches are going to have the tethered balloon rides. The glow will have it up until the time the show starts.
That's correct. Yep.
You know, and what you're saying with this, oh, by the way, I think you might be hitting almost record numbers of balloons. I'm still hearing pilots calling, wanting to be.
We have several pilots calling in, and we're hoping that we're definitely going to be in excess of 20. You know, we don't have a firm number yet, but it should be good number of balloons out there.
So that'll be great. And when you talk about families, I think the coolest thing when my kids were young is the kids get to walk in and around the balloons. And they're standing at the basket when it's tipped over and they got those giant fans inflating that you can't hear anything.
Right.
And then, you know, firing the burner to stand it up. You can stand 2 feet from that, taking pictures into the envelope. Your kids are there feeling the heat. And you're just walking around. There's no entrance fee to get into the mornings. It's just come out and have some fun. And then the glow in the evening, very similar. You get to sit out on the field. You get to walk around when they're stood up. And what's the entrance cost for the glow?
I believe it's $3 this year, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not
so
exact on that.
So a whole $3 and a couple of non-perishable food items.
Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's what it is, and a couple of perishable, non-perishable food items. And then also, let's not forget, at the end of the GLOW, we have this magnificent event where these pilots are pulling the throttle with the thrusters, if you will. They don't move, but on the field, they do that to music. Mm-hmm. Which is actually very, very, it's actually, I think it's very cool. After that, after the event, we have what I consider we're going to have a really, really cool event afterwards. And why don't you tell them about it?
Oh, you're letting the cat out of the bag. Okay, yeah. So you're right. For everybody who's ever been out there, the GLOW, so there are two mainstays. There's the GLOW, which is the envelopes are opened up. You're lighting the burners, and they literally glow. It's like colorful lights across the entire stadium. And there was always this dead space, and a lot of people didn't realize that the Caballeros, with the assistance of the sponsor, Hansberger Refrigeration, did fireworks. Because you have to put the envelopes away, because heaven forbid you have any embers falling from a firework, you can't really damage somebody's balloon envelope.
That's correct.
So there was always this 10 to 15 minute dead space, and the chairman with yourself figured out, let's put a drone show in between.
Oh.
And so what you've now figured out is as the envelopes are coming down, you're going to have a 10 to 15 minute drone show. And if you've never seen a drone show, please go online, Google drone show. These are some of the coolest things ever.
How'd you get, and we don't have any local that does that, do they?
No, they found a company who's going to come in and got some sponsors.
They've been doing them for a number of years, but I haven't seen them that prolific yet.
This will be the first in Yuma, Arizona.
Wow.
So
I have to be there for that.
Well, you really should be working too, but that's a whole different story.
That's what I can do.
But so you have the GLOW, the envelopes drop, the drone show goes up for 10 to 15 minutes. That gives the pilots the rest of the time to pack and move their envelopes. And then right at the conclusion of the drone show, now you've got the fireworks. So you didn't swap anything out. You've added more to the event to give more time for the kids and families on the field. Something super cool. And just, it's a fun night out for $3 and some non-perishable food. Are you kidding me?
No, it's a great value. The way that we look at it is we've enhanced an already great event. We're making it even better, enhancing it. And we're just giving more opportunities out there for the Yuma community and the families to come out and enjoy a great evening. Hopefully by then, we're pretty sure that the weather's going to be changing by then. It'll be
I hope it's not 110 degrees. Are you kidding me?
I mean, we're hoping to. I hope not. Yeah, but it should be, again,
if it's 110 degrees, then I'm out.
You're in charge of that weather thing.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Push the magic buttons.
We should be good. We should be good.
For everybody, again, November 15th, 16th, 17th, Balloon Festival, probably one of the most fun events.
It is.
To take the kids out to. Because it's not like again, not besmirching Midnight at the Oasis. You get to see classic cars a lot. Yeah. Walking in and amongst the hot air balloons and literally feeling the fire radiating down and seeing these guys do it, super cool.
Well, and they're so enormous. The kids just get lit up themselves when those things, because they're huge. The balloons are standing, 30, 40 feet in the air. And with the fire and everything going, it's pretty striking because you don't see it a lot. Your kids don't get to get near that much.
Okay, for a tethered ride, for anybody who doesn't know, what's a tethered ride?
Tethered ride is basically a balloon that's secured to one or two vehicles, so it doesn't go up higher than, I'd say, maybe 30
feet. It's about
50 feet. 50 feet. Yeah. It'll go up. It's controlled, so you get to go up in the balloon. And then you don't go anywhere. It's stationary, if you will. And then you're up there for a little bit, and then you come right down.
You get a very nice view.
It's a great view. It's a great feeling. It's it's something you can technically you can say you've been up in the balloon.
Yeah.
And the kids love it. They absolutely love it. So it's another, once again, enhancing the event, giving another opportunity for the Yuma community to come out and have them one additional thing to do during this very, very busy fall and winter season.
Have either of you ever been up in a balloon?
Yeah.
I have, yes.
So I know one of the questions I get a lot is, can I ride in a balloon other than the tethered ride? And the answer is not at the event, because you have to be a sponsor. The sponsor of the balloon that is paying to have that balloonist come in gets the ride, but you can do the tethered rides.
Yes.
There's a media day. I could go out and do a media.
Well, you can because you have. Remember the old Three Stooges thing, the press badge, and pull badge? Do you have your pull badge?
No, I didn't have that.
but you can. And for those who have not been up in a balloon, it's a very surreal feeling because you have no wind.
Right. It's odd.
Because you're moving with the wind. So all of a sudden, everything is completely stationary.
Way too quiet and peaceful for me.
You know, there's only one thing that you actually hear other than the thrusters. Is the dogs barking underneath.
Oh, yeah, you can.
That's all because they, you know, they
like
see something up in the air.
Here?
Yeah, it's very similar to that.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like coming in the studio.
But it's rather surreal. It's extremely peaceful, though.
Yeah.
You talk about being in a situation where everything is very peaceful. That's it when you're up in a balloon.
Yeah. One of the funnest things I've done, again, like you say, it's very peaceful, serene. It's interesting talking to the pilots, you know, that it's just what they do all
that's
the
right.
time. And, you know, you and I are looking at things going, okay, what is this? What is this? How does this work? You know, I wonder if they attach that really well or if this basket's going to fall off the envelope. And they're just cool as a cucumber. Just
they've done it many times.
Around.
And, you know, to that point, too, Derek, was we bring in pilots that are qualified, that have very experienced, that have been doing this for a number of years.
Oh, yeah.
We vet these pilots, too. We have a process. And, you know, we have a balloon meister who works his butt off. During this whole event, to make sure that this is as safe as possible. So it's a great event.
And for people who don't know, YPG brings out their weather station, and they're the ones accurately forecasting wind speeds at altitude because it's not. And I guess this is one of the things most people don't realize is it doesn't matter what the wind speed is right at the ground. Yeah. It's 50, 60, 80, 100, 200 feet up that. If the winds are crossing or it's too fast for the balloonists, it's not safe. So if and when you ever see the balloons not fly, it's not because nobody doesn't want to. It's because it's a safety factor.
Right. There's a very good reason for that.
So lots of really cool things going on behind the scenes. And do you have any special shapes?
You know, we're going to have special shapes this year. I know last year we had Zuma, which was the cheetah. I think we're trying to bring him back, and I believe we have a couple of extra unique shapes that are coming this way, too. But those are going to be a little bit more of a surprise. You'll have to go out there to see them. But the kids will enjoy them.
I thought I could get you to say it, but okay. So November 15th, 16th, 17th, Balloon Festival. Love to see everybody out there. West Wetlands Park, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, Desert Sun Stadium for the Saturday evening glow. And just a fun family event. Not long either.
However,
I will tell you, you know, it gets dark early. Please get there early. Don't try to get there right as you think the time is starting, because it's amazing to me how many people are still trying to get in the gate when the glow is almost over. And then as the envelopes are dropping, they go, oh, my gosh, I missed it. So they turn around and leave before the fireworks and now the drone show.
And over at the Yuma West Wetlands, good point. I'll say this very quickly. On Saturday morning, there's different parking structures out there at the Yuma West Wetlands. So I would get there extra early this year. Because parking is going to be different, rather different than it has been in the past. So
might have to park at the park and walk block over.
Correct, yeah. So the sooner you get there, the earlier you get there, the better.
Okay. So, Russ, that means you got to get there early.
I'm good with that.
okay, so Balloon Festival kicks off really the season. Then literally 2 weeks later, we've got something else.
We have the tower lighting for the holiday pageant, if you will.
And that's
over at the Civic Center also as well.
So that's November 30th.
That's November 30th.
That's the best
correct.
Way to kick off the Christmas season.
It really is.
It's just wonderful.
We have a lot of talented young people that go out and put a fantastic show. Very talented individuals, young individuals that just go out there.
Hundreds of them.
Yes.
From multiple studios.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, it's really a joy to see. And they love doing it, too. It's a lot of hard work that they do, and it's a lot of great entertainment. After that, then we go into the January timeframe with the marathon, Yuma Marathon.
Are you running this year again?
No, you know what? My ankle hurts a little bit.
He's really scared.
Yeah, exactly. After which we have the Bull of the Desert competition coming up also. Yeah. That's a great event at USMC, at the military base. And then we close out the year with one of the best shows in all of Arizona, which is the Midnight at the Oasis.
It is.
Car show.
Yeah.
That's a great event. So, you know, it's the Caballeros de Yuma working with and for the community day in and day out to make this, the special place even better, providing events for the community to come out. Family events. Let me stress that. These are all family events that they can come out and enjoy.
And I think to that end, that's they're not huge, expensive concert slash amusement park. This is inexpensive, family-friendly things that drive economic resources into the community. Pilots with the balloons come into the community. Out of the 1,000 cars at midnight at the Oasis, approximately 70%. 700 of those vehicles are from outside of Yuma, which means hotels, restaurants, again, fuel being bought at stations. So lots of things coming in. Now, I do want to jump, though, because you talked about Bull of the Desert, so you kind of turned this whole thing around. We need everybody's help to push that out, because this is such a unique event that it is on a military installation, pulling military vehicles as a nationally sanctioned strongman event.
That's correct.
Now, think of how many people around the nation are strongman competitors who may have not heard of the Bull of the Desert and don't realize they could actually be competing on a military installation, pulling military vehicles. What did they pull last year?
They had, I think, a helicopter that they were pulling from, if I'm not mistaken.
And you tried, and it moved zero.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I wasn't going to move that.
The helicopter?
No, not this time. Again, my ankle was hurting.
He moved it when he said, hey, gents, can you move that over here?
And you know, and that's a great point. And I'd like to point out something, that we have some very talented, fantastic, strong men and women that compete at this event. And, you know, more and more it's being recognized. But I think, Derek, you hit it on the head. The fact that it's on the military base makes it extra special. The fact that we're doing some of these competitors are working with military equipment, if you will. Obviously, none of it is dangerous. You know, you don't have any working bombs or anything like that. But you know, they're
thank
pulling.
You tell me, no live ammunition.
Yeah, no live ammo. So it's a great event, and you have both men and women competing in this event. It's actually a lot of fun, also.
And so that's literally 4 months away.
Correct.
And I know you had a committee meeting yesterday talking about which apparatuses are going to be used in setting things up. I think for a lot of people that don't understand the amount of work that goes into these, this balloon festival has been under construction since the ending of last year. So it's a year-long process. The strongman is up and running since last year. It's never stopping. Midnight at the Oasis, Captain Midnight, it's a two-year commitment.
That's a two-year commitment. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
You're working on it for 2 years, but you also have your co-chair who's going to be taking it the next year. So it's really like a three-year commitment, because you're kind of watching for 1 year, take it over for two, bring somebody else in. These are not small events to put on.
No.
They're large events, and they take a lot of work behind the scenes.
And again, hats off to anybody who has been part of the organization. That these are business owners, business managers, people who have full-time gigs. It's a volunteer organization. Nobody's getting paid to do this. Actually, most of the people lose money.
They pay in. Yes, they do.
To do it.
Yeah.
And so that's why most everybody is a type A high D jack wagon, you know, because it's a good outlet for creativity. But I can see the type A high D jack wagon who's running the board is giving me the break signal. So we're going to take a break. This is Money Talk AM 560, talking Caballeros.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, as a nationwide partnership of advisors.
This is Derek Hegerberg, branch manager with Guild Mortgage, NMLS number 180899. Thank you for making us Yuma's best mortgage lender 7 years in a row. At Guild Mortgage, we're more than just a lender. We're your trusted guide through the home buying journey. We do offer educational workshops for first-time home buyers, credit and budgeting, and also real estate investing. We proudly serve your friends, family, and neighbors, answering questions and finding lending solutions. How may we serve you today? Give us a call at 928-247-9089 or visit guildyuma.com.
The chills that you spill up my back keep me filled with satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what's to come.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU, Derek Hegerberg, Russ Clark.
Hey, man.
And we have El Prez in studio. Good morning, El Prez.
Good morning,
Derek. He's still El Prez for now.
For the next 9 months. Not that anybody's counting.
You're running him out on rails, but that's a whole different story. You know, again, so many fun things, and this is the time of year that I love. A, because it's starting to cool off, because I'm kind of done with the whole summertime gig. And B, community events, things to do, things to just get out and participate in. And, you know, the Balloon Festival coming up is always like the signal. Here we go, and let's have some fun. But you get to the marathon. And you get to the strongman. And for the people who don't realize the little bit of the asterisk next to it, that is, the Territorial Marathon is legitimately the flattest Boston qualifier at sea level in the United States.
That's correct.
So you can say, hey, we have a flat course. But if you're at 7,000, 8,000 feet, there's a different oxygen issue.
Requirement, yeah.
The flattest Boston qualifier at sea level. Why don't we have 500 or 600 extra runners nationwide here? Because it's a Boston qualifier for your rankings over there. I think we could do a better job getting that out nationwide. But for most people who just see a ton of cones down, you know, 13 miles each direction, 13.2, they don't understand that to some of those runners, man, those first couple of men and women, holy bejeepers, are they fast. I mean, I don't think I can sprint that fast, and these guys are doing it for 26-plus miles.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's also, I know I hear a lot of this from the runners, that it's a great place to run because of the weather. It's clear. It's crisp. You can see literally for miles because it's flat, and they really enjoy the Territorial Marathon. Mm-hmm. It's also a marathon, it's a half marathon, and it's a 10K. And in the last couple of years, we've added one other element. You know, we've had teams also run, too.
To the relay,
yeah. So it's, once again, I keep saying this, but it's true. It's a great family event.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, it's an easy one. I don't want to say easy to run a marathon, but it's easy to get to. As the main sponsor, the Cocopa Casino and Resort, they have rooms there for the out-of-town runners coming in, so you can literally stay on property and then run the marathon. You know, access to this is easy. Other than, you know, I've seen people run, let's say, the Rock and Roll Marathon in San Diego or the Tinkerbell Marathon at Disneyland. Finding places to stay or get there is difficult. This is not
that's not the case here
at all. You go back to the Bull of the Desert. You know, one of the things I would love to see is some of the main competitors, like an Eddie Hall, you know, World's Strongest Man, or some of these guys come into town and compete, not from a figurehead perspective, but compete and try to pull some of this and open up what could be a whole new realm of the Bull of the Desert, you know, in terms of visibility nationwide. I think last year there was 40, 50 competitors?
Yeah, last year was one of the largest competitor numbers that we've had in a very long time.
Do we have any Caballeros that were competitors?
I think Frank was ready, but he bowed out.
My ankle thing. Yes.
I don't know that anybody competed. I know that off camera and off microphone, most of the Caballeros tried the equipment.
Of course they did.
And and walked away with one hand on the back and moaning and groaning. So it is funny watching everybody walk up to a piece of equipment with full confidence and walking away with
less confidence,
full defeatism. and then, you know, you get into Midnight at the Oasis. Here's the funny thing, and I'm still excited about all these events. Russ, how long have you been in town?
95.
Frank?
Oh, gosh. Most of my life, except 78.
So I remember going to most of these events, and maybe you do too, as Midnight at the Oasis as a kid.
Right.
You know, you went to all these events, Midnight at the Oasis, the Tower Lighting, the Balloon Festival as a kid, and now you got to work them all. So there's a different level of enjoyment. You know, you used to walk around the field and go, oh my gosh, look at all these cars. Some of these years, I almost don't even see any of the cars out there because you're literally running from one thing to another. So there's a ton of work to literally place 1,000 cars in a spot, to feed, let's say if every car entrance brings a spouse, you might feed 2,000 people. And for people who have never seen the behind the scenes, you know, Frank, Describe what it looks like to actually cook and feed 2,000 people a day over at the Civic Center.
I've been asked this before, and it's very simple. It's organized chaos because we have a lot of different moving parts, a lot of opportunities for failure. However, this group of individuals and the volunteers that work with us somehow seem to make it very seamless, very well organized. We have a lot of people that are behind the scenes, many of them behind the scenes, organizing their work early in the morning up until late into the night. And really, it's all just, you know, the end in mind here is to provide, once again, a great family event for the Yuma community. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work. You know, a lot of people, the participants that come in, they love it. It's, again, the weather's great. There's a lot of music. There's food. There's the cars, obviously. And then we have the music concerts, too. We have the areas where, you know, the children can go and play. So we have a little bit of everything for the community. And, yes, it is sometimes it is organized chaos, but it's well-managed, well-organized. And really, the big thing and last thing I'll say here is we're very, very safety-conscious, too. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that everybody has fun. But while they're having fun, that everyone around and within is safe also.
It's interesting that you have to point that out, but it is true. And when you say safe, I'm going to say additional security hired. So right. There is a law enforcement contingency on the field. And again, great partnership with the city of Yuma and the sheriff's department, et cetera. Fire department is out there. Cool donation by the Caballeros to the fire department, which we can talk about in a minute. But you've got the first responders, but you've also got a hired contingency of security. I know YPD had their drone flying out there last year. At first, I wasn't sure what that was. I thought it was a UFO or something chasing people around, but it was, you know, YPD's
right.
drone. So, again, you're right. The safety thing is a big deal to the effect that Captain Midnight and yourself walk around and look where cables are, make sure that there isn't trip hazards and things like that. But secondarily, just to cook for 2,000 people, do you remember what it used to be like the old Wild West trying to park 1,000 cars where they had their flag and they ran into the field and staked the flag where they wanted to park their car and then went back to go get the car? You gentlemen remember that?
No,
I don't.
Okay, so if you talk to most of the entrants, this is the most well-organized field to get in because they know their spot exactly where it is. But the old process used to be the fields were all striped. When they registered, they got their flag, and it was kind of like the old, hey, I'm going to go claim a plot of land back like in the old Wild West.
Oklahoma land
yeah,
rush.
It really was. It was you ran in and staked your flag and claimed it. And there were people arguing and fighting like somebody would move a flag and throw it and stake their flag.
You know, I do remember. I never watched it, but I heard about it. I knew we had that policy for a moment.
I heard the old Rawhide theme song playing for a while. So, again, to working, Frank, how many days ahead of time, because technically gates open Friday morning, there's stuff going on Thursday, how many days early is the field being striped?
The field generally starts almost that Monday. At least the planning, the organizing of it, and then, you know, full effect Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's completed. And it's it takes most of the week.
And for most people who have never seen it, when you see people out there all day long for the week, they're out there with GPS plotters. They're mapping the entire event out and striping the field. And it's 3 days worth of just striping machines going to get that done, just to be organized to get the vehicles in and out. Because, again, parking from the parade, going to the parade, getting that many cars in and out, if it wasn't perfectly organized, is a bugger. But it's so seamless watching this that most people would never realize the amount of work that went into it.
And then don't forget, Derek, we also have the event Thursday evening, too. The event that happens in downtown.
Okay, so new edition, official part of it last year.
Yes, it was a great event. We get together. You know, we have a lot of cars there, too. They're parked everywhere. But again, Rally on Main Street.
You know, hundreds of classic cars down in old Yuma. I tell you, the coolest thing for me is evening pictures with the glow of the street lamps of the old cars. If you frame the photo right, you can make it look like it could be in the 40s, 50s, 60s, depending on the cars in your shot. You know, you can get a picture of the Gowan building with the cars in front or Lutz Casino potentially. some of the best photos I've seen underneath the Yuma sign coming into Main Street. You know, if you're a photography buff, get out there with your camera and take some pictures. And as the organization, we'd love you to post those online and
absolutely
tag Caballeros de Yuma with that.
Absolutely.
So lots of stuff coming up. Frank, how do you keep your head screwed on straight? Because you're running a business, you've got lots of employees, you've got lots of volunteer cabs that you've got to orchestrate, and now you've got all these events to pull off completely. How do you stay sane?
You surround yourself with people who are much better at this than you are.
I thought you were going to say drinking out of a flask.
No. We work with, you're right. But, you know, all the people within the Caballeros de Yuma, they're professionals. They're people that have give of their time, that run organizations. They're doctors, lawyers, you know, the mm-hmm. whole thing. But we have one thing in mind. We want to give back to the community. And one way or the other, again, 100% volunteers. Mm-hmm. We go out and do what we think is in the benefit of the community. We'll continue doing that. We've always done that for, 62 yeah. years now? And it's a common interest. We want to make Yuma better.
So to that end, when you say, again, you know, make Yuma better, there's a couple of numbers that you as El Prez will give this year, El Prez's years before will go give the City of Yuma report. And there's two main numbers other than talking about the success of the events. And I do know because this is last year's number. So last year's number, the direct dollar, and there's a difference between direct dollar and responsible dollar donations within the Yuma community economically. Direct dollar since the organization has been up and running, in excess of $4 million brought in, returned through scholarships, donations, major fund requests, infrastructure upgrades, in excess of $4 million from volunteer organization. But the one that really gets me is when you actually go through the spreadsheets of tracking things like hotel rooms. Now, let's use Midnight at the Oasis as an example. And Russ, I think you're really good at math. So if I said 70% of the cars are from external of Yuma, out of 1,000, that means how many cars need a hotel?
700. See how I did that?
Yeah. You know, see, do you like how I teed that up long enough for you to think about
Man.
It? But typically it's going to be two nights minimum, at least a Friday night and a Saturday night. So that's at least 1,400 hotel rooms, maybe 2,100 if they stayed the three, plus restaurants eating out, plus fuel, plus just doing things around town. And that's just Mado, Midnight at the Oasis. That's not the Balloon Festival. That's not the Strongman. That's not the Marathon. So looking at the data, the organization as a whole is responsible for bringing up to $20 million or more, but, you know, easy to prove $20 million worth of economic benefit to the City of Yuma by a volunteer organization.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing if you look at it. You know, and we're not the only organization in town. I understand that. But, you know, the Caballeros de Yuma, again, has been around for 62 years plus. And the economic impact that we have in this community is you know what, we, as I've said it before, it's because of the community. Mm-hmm. It's because of the community that we've been able to do this, and we have a responsibility through these events to give back, to make some memorable events, family events, and economically, we do have a very, very big impact here.
And to what you're saying, it's not high ticket prices to get in the gate. It's as little as needing to be charged because of sponsors and because most of the economic benefit to the community is people brought in from outside the community.
That's right.
It's drawing people in for the betterment of the convenience stores, the local shops, the coffee shops, the restaurants, etc. You know, how many of these cars break down and Russ has to go fix a car?
I like that.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah,
you know what's weird is half the time I see Russ underneath the hood disassembling something, so they have to go to his shop. But
haven't had to. We haven't been that slow yet.
But again, with a smile, Frank, as El Prez, do you enjoy doing this?
I do.
Why?
I do because I understand how blessed I am to be in a situation where I can give and not have to be in a situation where, and it doesn't matter for whatever reason, where I need the help. I've been there. We've all have. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I understand the appreciation of being able to give back to the community, to help the community. Long hours, especially in my position, I'm dealing with a lot of different a lot of different challenges sometimes.
Yeah, I know. But, you won't trim my trees because it's 110 degrees outside.
But it's important because to see, as a quick example, to see the look on someone's face that just received a scholarship from the Caballeros de Yuma, that it's going to enable them to go to college, get a better education. That's what makes it all worthwhile for me.
I'll tell you, as watching the scholarships the last couple of years, there was an addition that the organization was allowed to do this year, and that was the El Presidente. And it was a $10,000 check to a graduating senior going to their first year of college. And, you know, when you look at the person who got it, absolutely deserving individual, amazing record in terms of their educational and their community service, but also needed it a lot. And you think that year's worth of work by this organization might be the defining factor for that one person having a good leg up going to college. And maybe that is the ability to change somebody's life. And I think that's what's fun. And Russ is changing my life by telling me to shut up for a minute. So this is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
This is Derek Hegeberg, branch manager with Guild Mortgage, NMLS number 180899. Thank you for making us Yuma's best mortgage lender 7 years in a row. At Guild Mortgage, we're more than just a lender. We're your trusted guide through the home buying journey. We do offer educational workshops for first-time home buyers, credit and budgeting, and also real estate investing. We proudly serve your friends, family, and neighbors, answering questions and finding lending solutions. How may we serve you today? Give us a call at 928-247-9089 or visit guildyuma.com.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This is Derek Hegeberg, branch manager with Guild Mortgage, NMLS number 180899. Thank you for making us Yuma's best mortgage lender 7 years in a row. At Guild Mortgage, we're more than just a lender. We're your trusted guide through the home buying journey. We do offer educational workshops for first-time home buyers, credit and budgeting, and also real estate investing. We proudly serve your friends, family, and neighbors, answering questions and finding lending solutions. How may we serve you today? Give us a call at 928-247-9089 or visit guildyuma.com.
Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't.
Oh, Yuma, this is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. If you could ever hear the off-air conversations, you know, we back off a break and we're just laughing hysterically.
Yeah, we can't put all that on air.
No, heaven forbid. but in terms of the rest of what you would like the community to know or ask for their help, El Prez, is there anything that you need assistance with?
Yeah. You know, the only thing I would ask from the Yuma community is to look social media, news, any of those outlets to see when the next events are coming up. Support us as Caballeros de Yuma with these events by going to these events and understanding, knowing that there's a couple things. You're going to be entertained, you're going to have a great time, and also, this is the most important thing to me, is you're giving back to the community also. Mm-hmm. You're helping people that need help. We do the best that we can with the results that we have, that we get from these events. And, you know, that's what we're here for. We want to make sure that this community is a better community day in and day out.
these dollars go back to do things. So can you tell everybody what, you know, every year after the events, a donation is made somewhere. There was a fairly sizable donation into the fire department this year.
Yeah, we had, you know, it was well-deserved. It was something that they needed for a while. I call it a long, if you can envision a long cart, golf cart, mm-hmm. But it's more specifically made. It's a cart where people, if they're needed, they can be transported in short routes, short distances, mm-hmm. That the Yuma Fire Department utilizes. We made that donation, about a couple months ago. They received it. They have it in their scope of vehicles that they utilize. And you know, they use it throughout the city on big events.
So a mobile ambulance,
basically.
So if you've ever seen, when you say a elongated golf cart, I think of that cart they haul somebody off the NFL field on when they have an issue. But that's not it. It's way more robust.
Much
with
more
equipment and things in it. It's literally an electric ambulance that you can run through a field, not on the street, to get to people and transport them. Because of the organization giving that back to the city.
Yeah, we work in conjunction with the city on many different events. The city's a huge supporter of the Caballeros de Yuma. We're a huge supporter of the city, obviously, and we just felt that it was time. We had an opportunity. You know, I'm big on managing to the opportunities. There was an opportunity there, and there was a need. And if there was a way that the Caballeros could give back to the city of Yuma, that was a great opportunity for us, and we did. And now, you know, we have this quote-unquote mobile utility ambulance, if you will. I'm not comparing it to a real ambulance, but
no.
But it's something that can be utilized at these major events where you need to move a person from, you know, in short distances much more efficiently.
So truthfully, it's going to be staged at most of the major events, not just Midnight at the Oasis, but all of the community events.
All the community events, yeah. Let me make that perfectly clear. It's not just for the Caballeros de Yuma events.
Right.
This is for the city of Yuma in any major events that they have. The fire department will determine what events that's being utilized. But yeah, this is for the city of Yuma. It's for you, for myself, for Russ. It's for the community.
Secondarily, I hate wasting money. Absolutely abhor wasting money. The one thing I wish more people knew is, such as Midnight at the Oasis, get the annual pass, please.
Absolutely.
When I say annual pass, the whole passport for the weekend, just because I see people who don't think they're going to go a lot, so they go buy the daytime pass, and then they go, man, let's come back for the concert. So then they get a concert ticket, and then they go, man, that was such a good show. Let's come to the concert tomorrow night. Man, you're wasting money. Just get the passport for the full weekend, because as they're on sale now, you're saving way more money than if you're just trying to piecemeal some daytime tickets and concert tickets.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's the most efficient way of doing it.
And then you get to wear the passport. You don't have to do the rest of the stuff. Just go get the passport for the weekend, and that way you don't have to argue with, well, I already bought, you know, the concert ticket Friday and the concert ticket Saturday, so do I get in Sunday for free? No, sorry, you don't have the daytime pass. You got to buy it unless you have the annual passport. Now, I will also say the one thing I hope people see is there's going to be a new awards ceremony at Midnight at the Oasis, which is going to be super cool. So Sunday has never been a big deal for the event, just because everybody's tired and it's winding down. But the organization has agreed that now there's going to be a presentation of the awards.
That's
with,
right.
You know, call it a stage. It's a staging area, because it's not like you're going to drive up on a stage. But you're going to drive. It's going to be presented by yourself, El Prez, and Captain Midnight. So you honor the owner of the car. Great photo opportunities of the car with a good background, and then park them in a specific area. So they're getting their trophies and their award and their photos all at the same time. That's going to be another great way. So families who are out there Sunday, now there's a purposeful thing to do. That's probably an hour, hour and a half long presentation before revealing who wins the car.
That's right. Yes.
So should be a super interesting Sunday. Just means El Prez has to get up a little earlier and wipe the sleep out of his eye to go do the presentations.
I think I can handle that.
What's your favorite car that you've seen out there?
Mach 1, 69 Mach 1. That was years ago.
Yeah.
That's probably my all-time favorite car.
High school car.
It was. Yeah. Yes, we won't go into why or the stories behind that. But, yeah, that's definitely the best car that I've seen out there. That's in my opinion.
That's yours?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yours?
Shelby.
Okay.
Same thing. The newer one.
What do you mean the newer one?
I like the ones that came out in 07.
Oh.
You don't see that out at midnight at the Oasis. That's way beyond the year cutoff.
Eventually, it'll be old.
Like the rest of us, yes.
You know, I think every year there's one or two new favorites for me. I enjoy seeing the guys and gals who are still out there loving on their cars and want to talk about it,
sure,
and explain it.
Sure.
You know, just walking around, talking to the people, sitting in a lawn chair, loving their car, and they'd talk your ear off if you wanted to ask them questions, and watching them talk to the kids. And so, like this last year, there were three or four guys out there with the Skyliners, the hard top retractables.
Yeah.
And watching those guys just talking to the kids and showing off the cars, how the top opens, close, and doing it with a remote, just they're out there having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not out there trying to impress anybody. They're just out there describing what the old engineering was and how crazy the engineering is on some of those cars. I don't know that you could do that.
Most of these guys are, you know, work on their own cars. Most of these guys have done a lot of the refurbishing, rebuilding, redoing something. So they're really committed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking to buy one already done. You know,
well, you could.
You know, my favorite time was watching one of the participants, this was a couple years ago, explain to a probably a 13-year-old kid what an 8-track player was in the car. That was just one of my best moments there because the kid just could not
Was it
grasp.
Fun watching the kid or watching the guy explain it?
I think both. Both.
Okay, it was just trying. Just a real puzzle.
Yeah, he didn't know what was going on. But no, that was, and that's what we're talking about. That's what we're there is, just learning experiences. It's, once again, it's a great family event.
Yeah. And Frank said, man, can I go home and go get my cases and my old 8-tracks and come back and listen to them?
I still have cassette players.
Frank listened to something like Superman Disco or something like
Casey
that.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
See?
Wow.
100%. Yeah,
man, you are old. That's holy cow.
That's too bad. I'm sorry.
Right? You know, and you go back to the other thing, listening to the car guys and gals, it's on grass.
Yeah.
It's not on dirt. It's not on asphalt. It's not on a hot parking lot. You see a lot of these kids and adults, moms and dads walking around, shoes off, kids running around.
Well, it's a lot safer, too. You know, you go to other car shows or something, they're on main streets and stuff like that, and they're nice and they're cool. But for the kids, and to be relaxed, turn them loose, and let them run around, it's a lot better.
Yeah.
Just tell them not to touch the cars.
No touchy-touchy.
Don't touch the cars.
And no throwing
don't
footballs in the field.
Yeah.
None of that stuff.
No.
Some people are sensitive.
However, looking at all of this, want to say thank you to the community for supporting us. Want to say thank you to men and women who are serving now and have served in years and generations past. You look at the Bull of the Desert. We can't even have that event the way you're doing it now without the assistance of men and women who are serving and committed to this nation. You know, again, you look at, we're allowed to pontificate here on air for an hour because we live in a free society who still has men and women willing to defend this country. So from everybody with Guild Mortgage, KBL, Yuma, you know, thank you very much for that service, El Prez.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity, and thank you to the city of Yuma.
Russ, what do you got?
Nothing. I'm ready to go home.
You got to go back to work. But, you know, here's how. Boy, what a letdown! Right at the very end, he's ready to go home.
You've covered someone. I'm kind of wore out. No, I'm looking forward to the season like everybody. But for me, it really kicks off with the Balloon Festival, but the Christmas kicks off with the tower lighting.
Yeah, here's how I know the Balloon Festival, and this is the last thing for me, is the first balloon with the American flag launching to the national anthem. That, to me, sets off the rest of the season. So, again, to all the men and women who, with their lives and their commitment, defend that flag in this country, thank you very much. This is KBL Yuma, Money Talk, AM 560.
'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
The opinions voiced in Money Talk with Tom Rush and George Davis Wealth are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Talk are not affiliated with CWM LLC. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC registered investment advisor.
From the lakes of Minnesota.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.